All right, Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran, and happy new year to all of you. As Vic was talking about at the top of the hour, there's some new Illinois laws in 2018. It's always a time of year. Hundreds of new and useful and interesting and some very odd laws are going into effect in Illinois today. This year, the laws vary. Here's one pertaining to corn, breastfeeding in public schools, small business grants, joint custodies of your dogs, gender identity, hate crimes, feminine hygiene, haircuts, car lots, even laws to cover if you're expelled from preschool, to cover you there. Because, you know, in preschool, how do you get expelled from preschool, for God's sake? Here's one. It makes corn the official state grain of the state of Illinois. That was very important to get that in. Andy, all right. Allows an individual to change their sex designation on their birth certificate without undergoing a gender transition. So that's just saying, no, I'm gonna be a guy now, and you can go ahead and change your birth certificate. So you don't have to go through any surgery or anything like that at this point. Expelled from preschool, early childhood programs will need to find services to help young children resolve problems rather than simply kicking them out. But we're talking 3-4-year-olds. So they're getting kicked out of preschool. Now we got to find the help for them. All right. Let's see here. Here's another law. Provides that if there isn't a newspaper in an area, then public notices that are required by law may be published in a secular newspaper that has a general circulation within the unit of local government or school district. That's a guy in my district that did that. Which says, you know, you can use it like a Catholic, right? Newspaper to put stuff in. I don't know. Allows motorists to pass bicyclists in no passing zones. And allows bicyclists to drive on the shoulder. Allows motorists to pass bicyclists in a no passing zone. I'm good with that.
But why would you? If it's a no passing zone.
Yeah.
Chances are you can't see the oncoming traffic.
Damn, bikes are always in the way. Allows pet owners to create partial or joint custody for pets upon dissolution of marriage. You get a share custody. I get Rover this weekend.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine how confusing that it would be for the dog?
Yeah, I would think so. I guess, you know, I don't have a dog, but I know that it's like a member of the family, but now joint custody or partial custody. That's interesting. So you gotta go to court and spend money on that now. Another one adds crimes committed on the grounds of a religious facility to definition of a hate crime. Removes the $1,000 restitution cap and allows courts to impose a fine based on severity of crime and damages. I'm good with that. Sticker shock or driving hazard. Those great deals might get you onto the lot, but a new law makes sure that numbers are off the windshield before you drive away. I don't think I've ever bought a car and left the numbers on the front of the car.
You mean the price?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
No, get it out of my windshield. Yeah. Who's going to go do that? Well, okay, I guess there's some that don't. Creates the credit. Here's another one. Creates the credit for prior learning act to improve degree attainment opportunities for, underserved student populations. Okay. Requires public and charter schools to provide reasonable breastfeeding accommodations for students. Okay. All right. I guess there's students maybe that have kids and need a place to do that. You have to do that in a work environment, which we've done in my office. So, all right, I guess I get that. Bars health insurance companies from denying coverage to Illinoisans with pre-existing conditions. I'm good with that. I guess it doesn't matter if I'm good with that, but some of these are kind of goofy. Yeah. Requires school districts to make feminine hygiene products available free for students. Okay. Establishes a small business grant program that will provide money to low-income individuals on public aid who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to start a business. Bars municipalities from contracting with people or companies for the disposal of general construction or demolition debris. Bars municipalities from contracting with people or companies for the disposal of general construction demolition debris. Well, what do you do with that? Does that mean the construction companies are responsible for it?
Sounds like it.
terrible service. Probably wouldn't go there again. Some businesses don't want you leaving negative feedback on apps like Yelp. So now customers have the right to post reviews, whether positive or negative. I thought you were always able to do that on Yelp. I know somebody got charged from a bed and breakfast they didn't like, and so they charged them a fee.
I remember hearing that.
Right? Like another $100 or so because they were ticked off. Like, we gave you a discount to stay here. Now we took the discount away. So here's the extra $100 we charge you. I love that. I love that. But you know what? there are people out there. I have a friend that owns a bed and breakfast that will complain about anything to get a discount off a room. It drives me crazy. I can't shut the water off in the room. And you go to the room and you can shut off the water. And there was one day that, that I was, my buddy was out to a wedding and we were staying there a weekend. And there was a wedding happening at this bed and breakfast. And we were staying in a room. And they said, we're going to have to kick you out of the room because the parents of the bride are fighting and they want separate rooms. Okay. But you'll stay in the master suite, but you have to answer the phone and the door when it closes. So, you know, you got the 1:30 knocking on the door, drunk, can't get in his room because he lost his key, you know, that type of thing. The sink fell apart in the room was another one. Well, the sink just, a piece of the sink fell off. How does it, you know, you could totally tell somebody threw something.
Right.
Somebody in a fight. So, and they wanted a discount on the room. You know, so you get that all the time. So, you know, I know Yelp is probably the best place to get brutal honesty, but it's also a place people BS quite a bit. Here's another one. Allows the Secretary of State to electronically verify auto insurance policies. Okay, that's good. My son was in an accident, and he's 16, so this is his first accident. And he felt terrible. He's like, Dad, I never saw this guy even stop in front of me. I'm like, were you looking down at a phone? He puts his phone in the glove compartment, and I trust him on that.
Yeah.
Found out the insurance agent comes over that there's 14 pending cases with four other insurance agencies. This guy stopped short, so to speak, from Seinfeld. Stopped short, elderly and younger kids, so they ram into him, and then he claims bodily injury. So he's claiming like $200,000 in damage. Exempts emergency vehicles and fire trucks from all size, weight, and load limits and vehicle code except on highways. Okay, there must be an issue there. No more driving with a for sale sign. So while this one sounds odd, the reasoning makes sense. In 2018, it'll be illegal to drive for a for sale sign or any type of signage in the front windshield. Well, I think that'd be distracted. You'd be distracted with that sign there. Reason being, a young man was struck and killed by a car being test driven with a sign in the front windshield because they couldn't see someone coming the other direction. Written motor vehicle accident reports no longer confidential. Didn't think they were. Our organ donor registry age lowered. The organ donor age is being lowered from 18 to 16. They'll join 48 other states that are 16 to 17 years of age. Excuse me again, for organ donation. I'm good with that. That's cool. Yeah. My son wants to sign up for that. He mentioned that when he got his license. Less frequent bus inspections. Well, that's why is that? Buses that carry 15 or less people in school buses will only require inspections once a year. Yeah. I would rather be safe than sorry on that one, huh? Allows DNR to establish rules for the public to scatter ashes in a state park. Do you know how many people try to do that at Wrigley every single year? Yeah. Millions of people dusting that out there. Well, you know, and you think about it now, all of it that was done this last year, that whole field is dug up.
Yeah. All the lower bowl is pretty much gone. So.
Right? I always look forward to your pictures, though.
Thank you.
Because you always go down there and you just keep us up to date because we forget about Wrigley. I actually went there on Christmas Eve to ice skate, and I was shocked at how, I knew it was going to be cool, but I was shocked at how damn cool that was. Yeah. So they had the Chris Kindle Market, but the ice skating out there, and then they were playing like a Disney Christmas Carol on the big screen with audio, you know, so you were watching that while you're out there. But then they also had the concession stands, the regular ones open up, serving beer and hot dogs or whatever else, which was totally bizarre. But you can totally tell. I mean, there's the whole face of it is under construction, but the hotel's coming along.
Hotel's coming along nicely, and that little project across the street, too, is starting to take some shape, too.
That's
Clark
cool.
and Addison one, yeah.
Clark and Addison. And what about the one that's on, or is that the one you're talking about, the one that's on the south side of the park? Has that been started yet, where the 7-Eleven used to be? Inside?
Yeah, that building is up.
And what is that going to be?
Well, there's going to be a mixed parking use. Deck there. There's going to be a movie theater, bowling alley.
Parking deck. That's novel.
But I think it's going to be for residents of the condos that they're building.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
But I'm not sure how the Cubs might get in on that.
I'm sure.
Maybe a little lease action during the season.
Gotcha. Well, there you have it. And for more on these new Illinois laws, you can visit illinois.gov. Do we have to go to break? All right, we'll go to break. We'll be right back.